Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, September 21st. Colorado's economy continues to be one of the best in the nation, and state surpluses are expected to continue. According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, legislative economists told lawmakers yesterday that due to a growing economy and recent federal tax cuts, Colorado saw a $1.27 billion surplus earlier this year. A large portion of that has already been reserved for transportation funding. Next year's surplus is not expected to be as high, but could still eclipse the $1 billion mark. Colorado has the fourth best economy in the United States, behind only Washington, Utah, and South Dakota. The economy in Colorado is bolstered by job creation, robust consumer demand, rising incomes, and solid business investment. The real estate market in Colorado remains one of the hottest. And there was good news about the Western Slope, including Mesa, Delta, and Montrose counties. The economists said employment in the western region as a whole went up 4.1% last year, including a 2.4% increase in the first 7 months this year in Grand Junction. And for the first time in 5 years, the Western Slope energy sector saw an increase of 3.1% in natural gas production. The growth trend is expected to continue in the country and in the state, although at a slower pace, through the next five-year forecast period. Three things may hinder that growth: lack of qualified workers, rising inflation, and trade disputes. On today's edition of the Purple State Update with the Colorado Sun, KVNF News spoke with Colorado Sun reporter John Frank about election security in Colorado and about the potential for Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper to run for president. We started out with a discussion about recycling in the state. Coloradans generate 9.6 pounds of trash per person per day. We asked John Frank to describe the state of recycling in Colorado and asked him if there's a difference between recycling in the cities and rural areas.
That's a good question, and it's an interesting topic. You wouldn't think of garbage as and recycling as necessarily a good story, but our series this week is really shedding light on kind of what happens behind the scenes with all this garbage. And the recycling question is a good one. In Colorado, it's mostly voluntary, so most people have to pay to recycle. And then the recyclers have to make money to make it worth their while. There's a really interesting story that we have on our website about Starbucks coffee cups. And this is a kind of good microcosm for the larger recycling industry. Everyone thinks those cups are recyclable when they toss them in the bin. But until now, recyclers hadn't had the capacity to separate the paper from that plastic liner, which prevents the liquid from seeping out. And as our reports found, there's now a recycling place that's willing to do it. And so they're now going to be recycled instead of tossing to the landfill. But the bottom line is that, you know, most people don't know what's recyclable and what's not. And so it's really interesting.
Colorado has been a focus state regarding election security. The FBI has held special training for election officials and county clerks. And officials all around the state are preparing for the November election. Why was Colorado chosen as a training ground, and are Colorado elections vulnerable to outside tampering?
This is another issue we're following closely, because Colorado election officials are making cybersecurity a big deal this year. The main point, Secretary Wayne Williams told us, is that he wants voters to know their vote will be counted. When it comes to election security, Colorado is considered a leader in the field, even had the Department of Homeland Security secretary in the state to say as much just a couple weeks ago. But there are still vulnerabilities, you know, such as results of reporting on election night, you know, that is open for possible tampering, as we've heard that similar concern in other states. But the headliner event that we covered last week was this first-in-the-nation training for candidates and elected officials that was put on by the FBI in collaboration with the Secretary of State's office. And a week earlier, the county election officials from all over the state participated in a drill on how to respond to hacking and misinformation campaigns. So the bottom line is folks are trying to get prepared and not get caught off guard if there are any attempts this year.
And let's talk about our governor a little bit. His second term runs out in January. Is Governor Hickenlooper going to run for president? And what do you think his chances are if he does?
These are questions that a lot of people are asking after Hickenlooper created a leadership pack earlier this week. The pack is one step forward to a potential White House bid. He cautioned that it is not necessarily mean he's going to run, but what it allows him is a bigger national platform to work from, whether that's for a White House bid, whether that's just to help other Democrats, or whether that's a run for the U.S. Senate in 2020, as some have suggested. And when you talk to the governor, he's open about it. He says, yes, he's looking at it. His chances of success largely depend on the mood of the party. Hickenlooper is a moderate Democrat, and the party is really pushing to the left. So the question that he has to consider is whether the political climate is right for him, or whether Democrats want a stalwart liberal who is a little more in line with Bernie Sanders, for instance.
Well, a follow-up to that would be, I remember last year when Governor Hickenlooper was working with Governor John Kasich of Ohio, and they speculated then that maybe they could form some kind of unity ticket with Kasich for president and Hickenlooper for vice president. But kind of judging from what you were saying and what we've been reading, this is a case where being a moderate and getting along with a Republican might not necessarily help Hickenlooper, isn't it?
It's interesting. Someone asked him earlier this week at a press conference, you know, whether this unity ticket of sorts with Kasich is still a reality. And Hickenlooper said no, that his future is firmly with the Democratic Party. But he did admit, jokingly, of course, that he was a bit crushed, as he put it, that Kasich didn't reach out to him after the leadership pack was formed. They know each other well. They're good friends. And the potential of them running together, I think, speaks to a much larger issue of whether there is any political unity left in American politics these days. And it doesn't look like that ticket's going to come together. But, you know, Governor Hickenlooper is known for working across the aisle. So we'll see kind of where it goes from here. He's big on collaboration, and he could draw votes from both parties if he were to enter the race.
And John Frank from the Colorado Sun, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, September 21st. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.